Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven half the hour, it's the DJV program. Wednesday is upon us, the 16th of March. We made it through the Ides of March. So now our eyes are open, our ears are open, our mind is open, and we're ready for conversation for another hour here on the things that matter, the events of the day, the issues of the day. A couple of Fox journalists were killed in Ukraine, a cameraman, and somebody who was working as a consultant for Fox was killed while gathering the news in Kiev. The two of them were traveling alongside Benjamin Hall when their vehicle came under fire. So this makes, when you think about who's been killed and what's been happening with the bombs, the children in that hospital, the children on the train, the children, this is a madman that we have, obviously, to deal with, and he doesn't give a damn about anything or anybody, which I guess is one of the definitions of war, when you get right down to it, and also one of the definitions of man's inhumanity to man, and one of the definitions of insanity and crazy, whatever, and whatever. So there's that. Then there are these missiles that the Americans have discovered. The barrage that has hit these cities, there's a surprise decoy in them. I don't know if, ladies, you've looked at this. Jennifer Horn is here. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. They trick the air defense radar system, and they fool heat-seeking missiles. This is something the Americans, apparently, American intelligence didn't know anything about. So here's a new device. They're about a foot long. They're shaped like a dart. And they have an orange tail. They're white, generally speaking. They're released by a short-range ballistic missile that Russia is firing from those trucks that have the mobile launchers on them. They are right on the border, and they launch them across the border. And when the missile senses it has been targeted by air defense systems, it sends out all of these things, the radio signals. They jam, they spoof the radar of the heat-seeking missile. So, and they don't get them. So here's something new in the arsenal. You want to not sleep at night. There's something that doesn't make me, they're not on long-range missiles, but in this circumstance, they don't need long-range missiles. What if they put them on, think of, they're certainly, if planes are tracking these things and they send these little decoys out, that would certainly give the missile itself a better chance of making it through. And that's what's happened. And this is why Ukrainian air defense weapons have not done a good job intercepting the Russian missiles. There's a little rocket motor on them. Americans have taken them apart. It's about a 200-mile range. The mobile launchers can fire two of these things at a time, and then they have to reload. And you look at some, you see the pictures of these things? They're all over social media, Jay. If you look around and you can see some of them, the experts who are looking at them, who first saw them thought, what in the heck is this? They thought they were little bomblets from cluster weapons because you can, it's the same sort of thing. But anyway, the explosive ordnance people who were looking at these things hadn't seen anything like it. They've been exposed to a lot of Russian munition and Chinese munitions, and nothing like this has ever been seen before by anybody. So here we go into no man's land when it comes to this. And the comments, again, on social media are pretty interesting about what it is that is, what is, you know, what do we got here? These people are all out, and then somebody will say, well, if they'll use those, what else will they use? I don't want to, you know, I'm not here to scare anybody. That's not my modus operandi.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things to consider here. You've got experts who are saying that Vladimir Putin's people who are in Ukraine have about, well, 10 days, maybe 9 days now as of this comment, to hold out. If they hold out for 9 days, then the Russian troops will be depleted of their supplies with no real way to restock them. Okay, so that's good news. If they can hold out for 9 more days, that's really good. But at the same time, does that press Vladimir Putin's back up against the wall? Because I think we all kind of agreed strategically at the beginning that he wanted to leave most of Ukraine intact so that he could take most of it over. Now, obviously, he's ticked that this is taking so long, and he's destroying everything. And he's going after all those targets that you talked about with, like, 600 residential buildings alone destroyed in Kharkiv. That's not rules of war. That is, rules of an ideologue and a madman where you're just taking everybody out of the way, basically, instead of just military and government targets that are more strategic. And so you have that question. And then you wonder, well, in 10 days, if he's up against the wall again, is that when he releases chemical weapons? Is that when he goes further?
Well, what's he going to have at the end of the day when you look at the devastation? What's going to be left? They don't have the money to rebuild it.
You can release chemical weapons.
No, I'm just talking about the just in general. When you look at some of the footage of the homes that have been blown up and the factories that have been destroyed and the businesses that are leveled, what is there going to be left in all these three or four cities now that are destroyed? So what is, and they don't have the money to rebuild them, and we're sure as hell not going to give them the money as long as Putin is in charge to rebuild it. And, you know, you wonder about the Chinese commitment as well. Why it is that somebody hasn't gotten to him and just killed him.
Because nobody wants to escalate.
Who's going to know?
That's what everybody keeps saying.
Well, I'm sick of hearing that, frankly.
But doesn't he also have, I saw a thing on, I forget what network, but one of the major ones, like ABC, CBS, or whatever, and they were saying that there was some former general or something on, and he was saying that Russia has nuclear capabilities that the rest of the world doesn't have. And so, like these missiles that no one can shoot down, that there are some nuclear capabilities, too, that we don't really want to mess with. And earlier in the week, Jen had reported, I think it was on Monday, that I forget the name of the pills, something iodine, right? Those pills are just flying off the shelves.
Well, they
all
were
around.
When he took over Chernobyl.
Yeah, you can't even get them now.
A couple weeks ago.
What is that stuff? It begins with a C, doesn't it?
The name of it now, but it's I guess it's to counteract
it's like an iodine
radiation.
Pill,
an iodine pill, but I think I remember it's the same. I think same pill they use against the powder. Remember when everybody was thinking, "Oh, the world's going to get anthrax," right?
Exactly. No, that was a different. No, that was
different
Cipro.
Pill.
Yeah, everybody stopped
that
on Cipro.
Cipro. Yeah, yeah.
If he's backed into a corner and this is a crazy person who sees that there is no good ending for himself, then maybe that would be his ending. And I think that is obviously worth considering. I know we all think, like, oh, let's just go in there and just bomb the crap out of him. Sure, but, I do think it is prudent to think about the possibilities of
I don't think
how
that we
damaging
should bomb the
that
crap out of him. In fact, I don't think that the military should get involved. I understand why the president doesn't want to enforce a no-fly zone.
I get
all that
too,
stuff.
Yeah.
But the only thing I don't understand, and I think there is no leadership coming from anywhere in the world, is that we don't hand them over planes to defend themselves. I don't understand how that's an escalation. We're already giving them weapons. We're giving them munitions. We're giving them money. We're sanctioning Russia. Russia's already said all of those things are an act of war. And so I do not understand why we do not let them defend themselves with that
But the Pentagon said that it beyond the escalation thing of who's going to actually hand over planes when between Poland and the U.S. and separate from that, they said that the reason they didn't do it is because strategically it would not help Ukraine. And I don't know specifically what they mean, but that's what the Pentagon said was the reason.
It's not the Pentagon's job to decide strategically what kind of war Ukraine is fighting. Ukraine has asked for those planes.
Well, when our equipment
they're available,
is involved, it is.
We need to hand them. Well, it's not our equipment. It's Poland's equipment. We need to just figure it out, whether that's walking Ukrainian military over the border into Poland to pick them up themselves or whatever it is. We need to figure how we can help them.
It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, I suppose. Looking at Zelensky and trying to figure out, I think yesterday, didn't Biden announce $800 million some more military aid? The same kind of stuff they've been sending over there. And so Biden's going over.
We've been stocking them with munitions since December. It's just no one reported on it and knew about it. But this is not like last week we started doing
this. We've been stocking them with weapons since Trump was in office. That's when he started moving over.
But
we've been sending them weapons for years.
Right, but it increased dramatically in December as Putin was, you know, moving closer to the border and adding more and more troops. So we didn't know about that. That's not something everyone was talking about back then. But I don't know. The plane thing, it seems easy, and I know that even the rest of NATO has talked about, like, the no-fly zone, which on the surface seems, you know, oh, well, why don't we just do that? But if every single one of these nations with their intelligence, independent intelligence, is all coming up with the same answer, you know, like Doug said, it's easy for us to play Monday morning quarterback, but we don't have all
the information.
There's
a lot of people who are operating from not wanting to provoke Vladimir Putin, where Vladimir Putin doesn't need provocation, obviously. This war was not about being provoked. This war was about Vladimir Putin saying that he wanted to take something. And
yeah,
so,
that's it. And so
I think there are a lot of people around the world who are in leadership positions who think that they're playing by traditional rules of war and think that we've seen that he is not. So I hate to see us all leading from the back instead of being more preemptive. And we could have done more a year ago at this time when the troops started.
All right, but
that's
the past. That's
including Ukraine.
We need to be in the present. The past is the past. Pointing fingers and blaming and stuff. There's a lesson, or there are a bunch of lessons here to learn. And those are the things. When you look back on the lessons that haven't been learned in previous encounters, previous wars, previous serious situations, the falsity of thinking, the chicken little thinking, we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that. This guy is ruling the roost, if you'll pardon the farm reference, but he is. He's made himself in charge, put himself in charge. The Russian troops are terrible. They do have their toys, these missiles. The troops, though, don't seem to be, they're not equivalent to some of the other armaments that the Russians have. So is the chemical weapon thing, was that a false flag, or is there some reality to it?
No, Russia's done that before against Syria. That's the chemical weapons, I think, is very much on the table for Russia. I don't think that's an overblown suspicion at all.
Well, so Joe Biden's going over to talk about these things. The prime ministers of Poland and Slovenia and Czech Republic have gone to Kiev to meet with Zelensky. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. As we continue to focus on that problem, there are plenty of others to bother us, and we'll get to those later on, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have 23 past the hour. Ladies, what do you have? You have the same thing?
Same. Sounds right.
Yeah, there it is. 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner monitoring the ever-changing social media landscape. There's a wedding dress in the focus. Aha! I think it's time for us to get married. What do you say, ladies? All three of you. The three of you marry me.
We move into Utah?
Yeah, right? Jen and I will be sister wives.
We can have a reality show.
All right. We get to that in a matter of moments here.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, let's find out, Jay. You're front and center here with the latest on wedding dresses. Who's getting married in the morning, and ding-dong, are the bells going to chime?
Well, the big thing about this wedding dress is from actress Billie Lourd. She married her fiancé, Austin Riddell, in Cabo San Lucas over the weekend. And there was a lot of significant meaning in her, pretty much her entire outfit. Her dress honored her late mom, Carrie Fisher, because the designers, she was introduced to them by her mom when her mom was doing an interview with them, Riddarts, Rodarte. Victoria, you would know this one.
Yeah, Rodarte. Rodarte.
Yeah, they're designers, Kate and Laura.
Why wouldn't Jennifer know this one? Jennifer is up on all the latest fashions.
I might figure it out, but yeah, Victoria's a safer bet.
Mm-hmm. You know, just as interjecting here, Carrie Fisher died in 2014. Do you realize that? 8 years?
Wow, it's been that long?
2016, yeah.
All right, well,
still,
it's been that long, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I remember the picture of her getting off the plane. Anyway, because she just finished the last scenes she'd shot for that Star Wars movie that was coming out.
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Ungabunga. Yeah. All right, anyway, excuse me, Jay.
Dress was from the designers that she was introduced to by her mom. She felt a strong connection to them because of their connection with her mom. Her shoes were picked out by her dad, Brian Lord, and he picked them out because they reminded him of the shoes that Carrie Fisher used to wear all the time in the 90s. She had her engagement ring, her fiancé, now husband, chose a diamond from the ring that Billy Lord's dad proposed to her mom with and reset it into the ring that he proposed to her with. Yeah, exactly. She also wore a pair of vintage Neil Lane diamond studs from her dad. That was her something old. And then her something blue was a blue fire opal ring. It was her mom's favorite ring. So pretty much her mom was full on with her that entire day.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And
then her grandma died, 2 days after her mom? I mean, that's Debbie Reynolds, right?
A week or so. Yeah. Right before Christmas. She lost the two most important women in her life.
28 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Carlos Tavares, CEO of Stellantis, recently revealed images of the first ever 100% battery electric GSUV as the brand continues its global initiatives towards the full electrification of its SUV portfolio, expanding the brand's reach and taking the next steps to the achievement of Jeep Brand's vision of zero emission freedom. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As peace talks continue in the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a concession by President Zelensky put the pressure on President Putin. The Ukraine president said NATO will not be in their future.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We understand that. We have heard for years that the doors were open, but we also heard that we cannot join. It's a truth, and it must be recognized.
President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress today. The Federal Reserve is preparing Americans for a rate hike, Chairman Jerome Powell.
That's going to require the Fed to tighten interest rate policy and do our part in getting inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, President Biden's nominee to become the government's most powerful banking regulator, withdrew from consideration on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he could not support Ms. Raskin's nomination, citing her views on climate change. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Farmers and agriculture experts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine could force some livestock farmers in the Midwest United States to pay double for animal feed, resulting in higher prices at the store. Commodity prices for corn, that's the food for steers, pigs, chickens, and turkeys, have been on the rise before the war began about 3 weeks ago. The price of corn hit $7.50 per bushel shortly after the war began last month, the highest it's been in nearly a decade, and about $3 per bushel higher than it was last year. Just about every Republican senator on Tuesday signed a letter for President Biden to throw out the Iran nuclear deal, as it would be disastrous to the United States. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
The Biden foreign policy is a disaster across the globe. Afghanistan is a disaster. Russia is a disaster. Ukraine's a disaster. China's a disaster. But there may be no part of the globe more dangerous in the Biden foreign policy than Iran. From the first days of this administration, the Biden foreign policy team set as its top foreign policy goal to negotiate a brand new nuclear agreement with Iran. The Obama nuclear agreement was catastrophically dangerous. And President Biden wants nothing more than to re-enter a deal that is even worse than the Obama deal.
The Senate voted to end daylight savings time next year. The bill now heads to the House. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after, here we are on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, at the ready for the, if we want to get off of the discussion of what's going on with the Russian invasion. Although, as I was thinking about what happens if or when, and that's something that's a fool's game, frankly, all of the people trying to figure out what a quote-unquote peace agreement would be in Ukraine, I think that at this point in time, that is a waste of valuable time. There are those, I mean, it's just the whole thing. How do you talk to your children? This is something my daughter and I, Megan and I, were talking about this last night. Miles, my grandson, is 7 years old. He's in first grade, second grade, first grade, first grade, second grade. I don't forget. Anyway, he's back. The trouble with, you don't know what grade he's in is because they spent a year at home on the Zoom at school. At any rate, that age is curious. They're coming into their own. They're able to think, and they're able to listen, and they're able to hear the discussions about what's going on. Parents certainly are talking about this. So how do you talk to your children? Jennifer, you have through your fiance, two teenagers who are, I think they're close into being teenagers, right? Aren't they 12 and 13, or how old are those kids?
Seems to they are 12 and 10.
Okay. So they're old enough to see what's going on. Miles old enough to see what's going on. Jay, your son's too young. But just imagine how you would talk to them about this. How do you explain what's going on?
I don't think
on?
It's that complicated.
Well, it is, right? If you don't want to scare the hell out of them.
You have to give age-appropriate information.
Yeah, right. So what is that, though? How do you get to age-appropriate? A lot of parents are pretty naive these days, especially some of the younger ones. And
I think it's better to stick to the historical stuff. But, you know, the truth is that most of these kids who have access to TikTok and who have access to Instagram and to social media, they're already seeing what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it really is about making that make sense, because you're seeing so many emotional images, and then kids wonder, well, what the heck is going on? And that's why you have to, you know, explain rationally, historically, how this has been a pattern of behavior in our world.
And also encourage them to ask the questions themselves rather than just giving out the information.
So then how do you raise children that aren't going to be scared as hell, have nightmares, that sort of thing? How do you get by that?
Kids are going to have nightmares anyway. That's just how they are. A big step is to also process your own feelings about everything. Process what you know yourself, so that you being calm and cool and collected will also help your child to learn information while being kind of cool, calm, and collected.
Good. That's a very good approach. But you just mentioned TikTok, which is neither cool, calm, or collected. The stuff or any of the social media things are focused on the horrors of war. There's very little of the good and lots of the bad. So if you're co-parenting with a device, it would seem.
I think it's a lot easier today to be a kid who's, you know, let's just say maybe between the ages of like 10 to 13 in terms of accessing information about what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, I think that feels a lot more manageable, and you get it in, you know, bits and pieces of information. Like my mom, and Doug, you remember this, you know, my mom said that they had to do drills hiding under desks in schools
did.
And never knew. I mean, you had the constant
boiler
threat.
Room in school.
Constant threat of nuclear war, and they didn't know, you know, day to day if they were going to survive or if it was going to be the day. I think that is way scarier than a kid learning about Ukraine on TikTok.
Once again, it was the Russians. It was the when I was a child, it was the Russians. It wasn't the Chinese. It was the Russians that everybody was afraid of. From
so
that
maybe
point
the question
to this,
is right. So maybe the question is, how did your teachers and parents deal with that imminent threat?
Well, you know, it's interesting. That is a good question. Turnaround is fair play. Like thinking about, we went under the stairwell, or we went into the boiler room.
Yeah, my mom told me about all those drills and stuff.
Yeah. The Conrad. There,
what would they tell you about the reason
defense.
Why?
They would say. So they would explain what Khrushchev was all about and what was going on with the Soviet Union. And it was, but you know what? It seemed very, now that you ask me that, pretty vague. What we heard more of was what would happen if there was a nuclear war.
Which I think is the worst thing. You're looking for a ghost over your shoulder. That's to have no context of what actually was happening. I think that must have been much more damaging psychologically.
And that was the time when you thought you were infiltrated. I mean, there was a huge press to find out
communists everywhere.
Hollywood and all of that. I mean, it was a time.
The early 50s were full of that. The McCarthy hearings, all the Russian accusations. Look at that movie that was out last year, The Ricardos, and the fact that they'd been accused of being communists, and that was dealt with in the movie, and it was a real thing. And nobody knew who to trust. It was a crazy time. So are we better off now than we were then? We aren't, I don't know about better off, we still are dealing with a Russian bear. And how is that a part, why should that be a part of reality? How is it that is that just for years
and years?
It feels
like this should be the end, right? It feels like, however this escalation is going to end, that this should be a reset button for all of Russia.
No, for everybody.
If
I remember,
they get the right kind of leader. Exactly.
The reason that we have the interstate highway system that we do today, which was started under the Eisenhower administration in the early 50s, is because he wanted to prepare us for some Soviet invasion and have a highway system that was designed to carry military hardware around the country faster and easier than was the case before the interstate system was built.
Isn't that amazing, when you drive from state to state, I didn't know that. I mean, no one has. I knew Eisenhower did the interstate highways. I didn't know it was for a military purpose, but that's wild.
Yeah, right. So, and that's why a lot of the airports that are built today are as good as they are. They were built as Air Force bases. If you see, you go to a lot of cities, medium-sized cities more than the bigger cities, because they've rebuilt the airports in the big cities. But medium-sized cities, you'll see on the side, there's the Air National Guard or lots of military planes parked off the runway, and their hangars and they say Air National Guard and stuff. That was built again in the 50s when there was this psychosis of fear around. Now, I'm glad you asked me that question because I'm remembering a lot of this stuff and then putting two and two together. I think I'm trying to think of Nashville, the airport there, and I don't remember. Is there an Air Force base attached to the Nashville Air Force, airport?
Do I remember that? Airport. Oh, not that I'm aware of. I know we have
one. Well, there's one nearby. I think there's one. Most of the cities
outside.
There's
one right outside of LaGuardia. You drive by, you see all the old planes and stuff. Yeah, there's one there. And I feel like, isn't there one not, I'm trying to remember. Is it outside of the Palm Beach airport? Isn't there another, right?
There
isn't
was.
There,
right, yeah.
Yeah, put that together. I just figured airports were airports, but yeah, that's interesting.
That's where the training school is, where the Saudi Arabians learned how to fly planes.
Oh, jeez,
yeah.
Wow, that's right. I used to fly in and out of that airport. I was just picturing all those other planes. Yeah.
That's where that was. That's what that is. The Russian sanctions. The discussion that the president's going to have. When is he supposed to go to Brussels? I guess it's next week, right? Talk to
next
the European
week.
Union about what it is that can be done, should be done, ought to be done. I'm looking at some of these things. I guess
the list
part
of sanctions
the discussion.
Against the president and, like, I mean, the whole long list of people from Russia is just laughable. The list of they're sanctioning.
It's symbolic for their own people.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's so ridiculous.
What, are you talking about the sanctions from Russia on Americans like Joe Biden?
Right. And
Secretary
Jen Psaki. Right. I mean, it's Hillary Clinton, who's not even a public official. Like, Hunter
Biden.
So what
does Biden.
It say?
Like, so, what are the sanctions? What do they say? You can't bank in Russia?
Bank, travel, all that.
Yeah, all
unless
right.
it's a diplomatic meeting. If it's a diplomatic meeting, they all can travel to Russia. It's so dumb. And, of course,
but
like Jen said, this is...
simplistic thinking.
Well,
that's
this
what
is
those
just
people
to
are
feed
about.
The propaganda.
They're
this
just
is
building their
Russia.
Case. Right.
Yeah. But it's back to the simplistic thinking. They are not mature thinkers. They think in very basic terms. That's the way a lot of Europe is, frankly, more so on the eastern side than on the western side. But there's plenty of simplistic thinking in a lot of these
areas.
Well,
but it's not just about simplicity, though. They've cut off the internet. There's no other information coming into the Russian people now. They can't even be on Facebook.
And think about it. They're being inundated every single day. I mean, you have to think that you would fall victim to that, too, right? We all have fallen victim to headlines and news that have been given to us by news outlets.
Bad news.
This is true.
Yeah,
right.
So now the administration apparently is weighing providing Ukraine with these killer drones. I think they're called Switchblades. You've seen that, right? The story. I was going to tie that in to the stuff about those missiles that have the defense system on them that we were talking about in the last half hour from the Russians, but I didn't get to it. So anyway, these missiles are guided missiles, and the idea of a guided missile is that you can program into it what you want to attack. And so I wondered why they didn't use these when those tanks, there was 40 miles of tanks or whatever it was that were on their way to Ukraine, why don't we use those things then? Is the question. There's so many questions, and there are no answers, really, and that is frustrating, or maybe we shouldn't be privy to the answers because it's, we're giving away the information that we don't want them to have. There are two variants of this particular weapon, the Switchblade. It sounds like a Boeing 727-200 and a Boeing 777-300. The 300 is designed to pinpoint the personnel, and the 600 is meant to destroy the bigger objects, armored vehicles and tanks and stuff. So anyway, NBC reported, I think last night, that there were demonstrations that were, there were people that were trying to see what was going on, and the government said, no, you can't see what's going on. So, and then there's the dissent on, we were talking about what people are learning. Apparently, there's still some people on TV over in Russia that are on the air that do oppose the invasion of Ukraine. They've been, the story I saw, the reporter, this Karen Shakaznavazrov. Okay, there you go. I just like saying Russian names because I can't say them. At any rate, the report came back that she described it as another Afghanistan for the Russian people. I don't know if she's still reporting. This was a day or two ago. The Russians should stop the military action. Patriotic Russians, she said, should stop the military action. So at least there's some of that stuff there. But, man, you look at the refugee story, man, that's the thing that is so tragic. You see these people getting on the trains and stuff. All right, 46, 47 actually, half the hour on the DJV program.
With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Flex style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
53 after the hour now. It's Wednesday, middle of the week, Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen gives the intro, and Victoria takes it away. So let's examine once again those wonderful, fine folks at Meta,
Facebook.
And what they're doing with the Chinese. They really are friends. Don't you think, these people at Facebook? Zuckerberg, he's on our side.
Yeah, right. Well, this is a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And this is all pertaining to the war in Ukraine. The letter from the this group of senators, the House lawmakers, rather, from California, Virginia, Hawaii, Arkansas, and Pennsylvania, a mix of Democrats and Republicans, they are all asking Facebook to answer some tough questions. The China Global TV Network has already placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts pushing pro-Russia talking points. And so, because Russia has been banned from buying any ads on Facebook, so China's basically doing it for them. And so the letter also cites Chinese outlets spreading false reports on Facebook that Russia is targeting U.S. bio labs in Ukraine. That was a story that came out a couple days ago. It's totally not true. And so this is all propaganda coming from Russia and China. And so this group of six House lawmakers, they acknowledge that Meta has taken a few steps to block Russian state media and their affiliated outlets from monetizing content on Facebook, but they say that this is clearly, they haven't gone far enough. They have not focused on the Chinese state broadcasters and their affiliated accounts. They want them to stop China from being allowed to buy ads and targeting global users with this pro-Russian narrative. They said that this is emblematic of a larger push by the Chinese Communist Party. This is propaganda and their operations influence the global dialogue and policy on Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, it must be met with a strong, coordinated public-private response. So they asked Meta to respond to 5 questions about their ad policy by March 31st, including what steps Facebook and Meta are taking to ensure Russian disinformation is not spread to a global audience through non-Russian accounts, meaning through Chinese accounts. And then they ask whether Meta will expand its U.S. policy of not letting state-related media buy ads globally, and how much money Chinese state broadcasters have spent on ads on Facebook about this invasion and where their ads were targeted. So if Facebook actually hands over this data, we'll definitely have a bigger picture of what China's real interest is in supporting Russia in this war against Ukraine. But for now, it remains very frustrating that China's pushing out all of this misinformation. So it's just more of
what
the same
else
from
expect?
Them.
Yeah, it is. It's more of the same, and we keep doing business with them. All those of you who buy Chinese products today, you're a part of the problem. It's well, let's take a moment here, and then let's get to the streaming boom and what it's done for one of our favorite industries right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's the scoop behind the new streaming boom?
Well, there's a new report that shows, although, you know, the movie industry, the theater industry took a big hit during COVID, that the streaming platforms actually helped the industry recover a lot faster from the pandemic than anyone really saw coming. The global streaming and theatrical movie market raked in a combined total of $99 billion, actually just under $100 billion in 2021, and that actually eclipsed the pre-pandemic sales, which is really good news. In 2021, the digital movie market accounted for 72% of the combined theatrical and home entertainment market, compared to 46% in 2019. So this is actually good news as people start to go back to the theaters. This really has helped the movie industry stay afloat. So streaming wasn't all bad.
Yeah. All right, we get that. Thank you. 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.